Hey Trail Riders, welcome back to the Daily Ride. Hope you guys are doing well. Today we're going to be talking about knowing God. Our focal passage is going to come from Exodus 3:14, which says, God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am, has sent me to you. The Daily Fire thought for the day is that my Heavenly Father is all wise, all knowing, all powerful, all loving, holy, just, and compassionate. And he has blessed me with every spiritual gift in heavenly places in Christ. Mark my word, passage for the passages for today are Exodus 3, 13 and 14, Acts 17, 22 and 23, Ephesians 1, 3, and Ephesians 3, 14 through 21. The scriptures that get us through the Bible in a year are Genesis 32, Mark 3, the evening, Esther 8, and Romans chapter 3. Again, we're going to be talking today about knowing God. Above all else, know the Lord. How easy it is to ask the wrong person for the things that we need. We do not usually ask a plumber for medicine, nor a doctor to repair a broken water pipe. Know who God is. God grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with the might of his spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God, Ephesians chapter 3, verses 16 through 19. Do not address the vague somebody somewhere up there in the stratosphere with no idea who he is or how he might react. Do not be like the liberal preacher who thought of God as a kind of oblong blur, or like the Athenians with an altar to the unknown God. Some people even talk of seeking the unknown. That kind of mystical nonsense is like begging for a passerby hoping to meet a billionaire. It is far better to know the billionaire personally, to recognize God's true identity, always encourages more intelligent and more effective praying. God is our Father. What kind of reaction can we expect if we treat God as an oblong blur? The Almighty has made almighty efforts to tell us about himself, even to sending his own son, Jesus Christ, to save us. To ignore what he says involves a deliberate and dangerous resolution to remain in ignorance. Exactly what we might expect when the devil influences us. To brush aside the greatest spiritual knowledge ever revealed is suicidal. Even God himself can do nothing more for us then. People question, why, if God is all-powerful, does he not do this or that? But God is not only all-powerful, but he is also all-wise, holy, and just. Furthermore, he has his own prior plans, which is not likely to be changed by one of our impulses. You did not ask a surgeon performing an operation to make you a cup of tea. He might at least flow in the direction of the divine stream, just into the reality of Christ alive in you today. It is a crime to bend God's exclamation mark into a question mark. The church that is not saving the lost is lost itself. These are the power generators of God: the cross of Calvary, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit baptism. God bless you guys. I hope you'll continually follow me here on the Daily Ride, and I'll see you on the next trail ride.